We live in a world that is sometimes hard to reconcile. It is easy to choose to ignore evidence of a difficult truth and act like it just doesn't exist. It is also common to acknowledge facts and dive into the darkest aspects of reality, only to conclude that everything is pointless. We are all doomed. But how do you go about protecting your light from the darkness that surrounds us all? Since the beginning of time, mankind has found themselves caught in an unwitting struggle between good and evil, light and darkness, truth and lies, life and death, occult and apocalypse, self-control and manipulation. It is a battle we all face every night when we dream, every morning when we wake for the day, every moment we lend our skills to the companies who provide for our living. We choose to open our ears or close all doors. For all of time, civilizations of freedom have suffered violence, and the violent always seek to take dominion by force. The surest way to get away with criminal action is to do something that is truly unbelievable. No one wants to believe that humans are capable of something so evil as child trafficking and networking. There is a medical term called cognitive dissonance, which explains just such a coping mechanism. People will see something traumatic happen and be inclined all on their own to question if that thing really happened. Then you can introduce some authoritative element to tell them that they are trying to convince themselves that what happened was worse than it was. As a result, they will usually start believing, convincing themselves there was no trauma. Then you put this person in a neighborhood full of people who are behaving in the same way and witnessing the same type of trauma repeatedly, and you have a self-sustaining ecosystem that will protect the predator from any of the victims, protecting the darkness from light. Unfortunately, what is happening in the United States seems to be very similar. You can tell a God-fearing influencer that something sinister is afoot, and they may say,
"I am a conduit of light. I'm not going to expose my sheep to this kind of darkness."
This mindset is completely on its head. This is the kind of thinking that allows darkness to thrive. One day, it will find you, and it won't bother with you at all. It will take your children. If I told you I wanted to protect my light, what would you think I meant by that? Does darkness expel light? What is darkness? If your light goes out, it is missing a fuel source. If you are not constantly searching for a solution to these problems in everything you do, it is because you have no passion, no love. To turn a blind eye and choose to be ignorant of the darkness is to cut off the fuel. Is darkness the absence of light? Wherever light exists, there can be no darkness. The presence of light, knowledge, competency, preparation, vision, pushes back all darkness, ignorance, paralysis, negligence, delusion. Likewise, perfect love throws away all fear. When reality hits you and you are too caught up in being a good person to take a look at what is going on, when you respond by turning a blind eye to evil and choosing to ignore it, you provide a habitat for death and destruction. It is tempting for one to be convinced that they turn away because they are a good person. Good people are hurt when they see evil. But which characteristic accepts inaction? Love or apathy? Fear looks away. Fear looks to understand what is happening and says there is no hope. Evil does nothing. The only way to succeed at protecting light from darkness is to refuse to protect darkness from light. You must cast out the darkness. Love casts out fear. Love stops at no end. It makes a way where there seems to be no way. Love conquers all. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Whoever rewards evil for good, evil will not depart his house. Proverbs 17:12-13.